Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. On his 10th album in 14 years, titled So Say We All, David Francie delivers a rousing collection of traditional-sounding story songs. From the ever-falling rain in the opening tune to the shooting stars in the title track, this disc spins a web of melodies that shows easy connections between hard work and rest, joy and sorrow, loss and ultimate hope. As he has been doing for more than a decade, David captures all of life's nuances in a way which is both eloquent and accessible. We'll start off with American Blues from David Francie's album, So Say We All.
Turn on the TV and it's always the same, it's just those losers and winners in some ultimate game, and there's no point playing if you're not gonna win, cause winning's a sacrament and losing's a sin, and they wear me down on the soles of my shoes, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm wasted and wired, and I've got the American blues. Sunk in hand between a rock and a hard place, where there's nothing to choose, and I'm feeling so tired, and I'm wasted and wired, and I've got the American blues. A melody
don't break the heart. Words that ring forever true speak of love and all its joys. And that's the song I'd sing for you. And if you were a garden flower, you'd be the rose, the only one. And even in my darkest hour, you'd be the welcome morning sun. If I could only pick that flower, hold its beauty close to me, if only for one fleeting hour, I'd dream of one can never be.
From David Francie and his album So Say We All, that was A Star Above. David took the long road toward a songwriting career, not casting his line into those waters until he was 45 years old. Nonetheless, from his childhood in Scotland to his working days in Toronto, he has brought with him a keen ear for melody. His songs are so honest and real, you'd think folks had been singing them for generations. But more likely, these tunes have been hanging in the air all this time, waiting for David Francie. Though it certainly delves into life's dark moments, So Say We All is ultimately a disc about finding something to hold on to. This is the title track to So Say We All from David Francie.
Bag hung in a tree rustles like the fallen leaves. It's hung up there, an empty sack. Can't go forward, can't go back. The constellation streetlights glow, the firmament displayed below. And in the dark, the passing cars describe the arc of shooting stars. And someday it may finally fall. It might get lucky, so see me all. stopped there, just rearranged, waiting for the wind to change. A final breath, a shift of air, she's blown away to God knows where. And someday I may finally fall, and might get lucky, so save me all. And someday I may finally fall, and might get lucky, so save me
We just heard Beautiful from the Spokane, Washington-based Gerard Fink and the album titled Won't Give Up. Gerard's album carries a bright, powerful musical flavor to fans, enlightening them with the sounds of the future. Gerard's sound is accessible and enduring, but also forward-thinking, moving the music up a notch and setting a new bar. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. A native of Georgia, C.J. Smith learned to walk to the Beatles and was saturated with the country sounds of rural radio. Later, she found inspiration in the songs of Dan Fogelberg, the Eagles, the Indigo Girls, Melissa Etheridge, and Katie Curtis. C.J. writes with a signature poetic, lyrical style. Give a listen to Open Hand from C.J. Smith.
Security like a coat of nails when I need to plead. It holds me down when all else fails, when I need to kneel. I know you worry, 'cause I've been pleasure and from pain. When it feels like a loaded gun, the shot that bears my name. Love me with an open hand, it's all you need to do. An open hand, and I'll come home to you. I'll come home to you. The nightbird sings his lonely song in a minor key. Song along, 'cause it comforts me. So don't you worry, I won't be gone too long. I just need to breathe somewhere alone when the feeling's strong.
Sun's light never falters. earth just spins around and then it makes morning and evening from one life that has no end. I am my own civilization, built on the ruins of those before. Ancient voices all around me cry, wait, there's more. We are all secrets from each other, deeper than a thunderstorm, darker than a lonely midnight call, each with a language all our own. Cold and hungry castaways, washed up on this shore. I can't tell you how I know this, but wait, there's more. I saw my children born, buried loved ones neath this mud. Is this sound in my cupped hand? Is it the sea, the only blood? Touch the dial, don't change the channel. This is not finished yet. There's so much more here than meets the eye, more than even hope expects. Let the TV chant its mantra, the pitchmen plead the shills. That never-ending recitation, but wait, there's more. Just wait.
That was the title track to Randy Brown's new album, But Wait, There's More. Randy is a singer-songwriter and performing philosopher living in East Texas, where he has been involved with many sides of the music business over the years, from being a sideman, a soundman, touring songwriter, operating a venue, and a recording studio owner/engineer. The summer concert season is winding down, and here's a list of what's happening when. J.D. Souther plays at the Egyptian Theater in Park City on August 23rd and 24th, Jewel with Lucy Wainwright Roche at Deer Valley on August 24th, the Ogden Roots and Blues Festival takes place August 24th and 25th with the Wood Brothers and Betty LeVette headlining, Dave Matthews Band plays at USANA on August 27th, Jason Isbell at the State Room on September 5th, James Taylor with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on September 7th and 8th, Mickey Hart at Park City Live on September 13th, Tab Benoit at the Egyptian Theater on September 13th and 14th, Diana Krall at Kingsbury Hall on September 24th, Gordon Lightfoot at the D Events Center on September 26th, Matt Nathanson and Joshua Radin at the Murray Theater on October 7th, K.T. Tunstall at the State Room on October 8th, Carbon Leaf at the Urban Lounge on October 14th, and Taj Mahal at the Eccles Center for the Performing Arts on October 16th. Red Butte Gardens season concludes with Michael Franti on August 18th, John Prine on August 20th, Buddy Guy on August 27th, The Black Crows on September 15th, and Nico Case on September 16th. Portland-based singer-songwriter Ashley Flynn has been earning her way up the roots folk Americana totem pole for years, playing her heart out in cities across the country. For her latest disc, titled A Million Stars, she teamed up with Todd Snyder and fellow Portlander Chris Funk, best known for his work with the Decemberists and Black Prairie, among others. Like her collaborators, Ashley seems to have an appreciation for the genre-defiant approach to songwriting. Her songs are stories first. From Ashley Flynn, here is Rainy Days.
Candle flame, your light will not fade away. It's dark. You say I won't say, you say what I want to say when you talk. You are my one and only. You are the love I'm lonely for. And green eyes sparkle light, high lakes and stars at night.
Evans was a Renaissance man. I can turn an actor and good with his hands. He built a cradle with them for the son of a friend, and so a tradition began. As the fame of that cradle grew wide, it became a community's badge of shared pride. To have the small sons and daughters spend a night in its shelter, and to have their names carved on its side. Hush-a-bye, baby, don't you weep. Red Heaven's cradle is gonna rock you to sleep. And maybe tomorrow when you open your eyes, from the flames a phoenix will rise again. Again. When the bushfire reached St. Andrew's Town, Reg Evans died when his house was burned down. And in the grim aftermath of that fire's deadly path, no trace of that cradle was found. It was far from Black Saturday's flames, sheltering another small child once again. And when it returned back to where it belonged, on its side was carved a new name. Hush-a-bye, baby, don't you weep. Red Heaven's cradle is gonna rock you to sleep. Maybe tomorrow when you open your eyes, from the flames a phoenix will rise again. Again. Possibly long, when much that was loved and familiar is gone, when there's no end in sight to that long black night that you feel your world has become. In time, the darkness will fade. The future has not been destroyed, just delayed. Take strength from the past, and in things built to last, like the cradle that Reg Evans made. Hush-a-bye, baby, don't you weep. Reg Evans' cradle is gonna rock you to sleep. And maybe tomorrow when you open your eyes, from the flames a phoenix will rise again. Again.
We just heard Reg Evans's Cradle from Eric Bogle and his new album titled A Toss of the Coin. This album takes a slightly different direction from Eric's most recent recordings, in that he sings 10 of the songs, while John Munro not only contributes 2 new songs, but sings them as well. As usual, Eric's songs reflect the times we live in and recent world events. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. There was a little known and at the time suppressed story of how Gibson Guitars continued to manufacture their instruments at their factory in Kalamazoo, Michigan, during World War II with a nearly all-female workforce. That story has now finally been told by John Thomas in his new book, Kalamazoo Gals, A Story of Extraordinary Women and Gibson's Banner Guitars of World War II. Lauren Sheehan played those very same Gibson Banner guitars in recording her new album titled The Light Still Burns. From Lauren Sheehan and that album, this is Old Folks at Home.
Find the each and every day from the simple things. Take the dog out for a walk and climb up on the hill. Feel the morning mist lingering. Hear the chatter of the quail. It's the simple things, you know. It's the simple things, you know. And I can't find a better way. Living each and every day from the simple things. Fresh laid eggs, shells so thick and brown. Summer fruit so ripe it's falling on the ground. I don't think I ever want to go to town for the simple things. Sun comes up over the hill and climbs in the kitchen window. Coffee on the stove. 6 a.m. again. It's the simple things, you know. The simple things, you know. It's the simple things, you know.
It's the simple things, you know.
It's the simple things, you know.
It's the simple things, you know.
It's the simple things, you know.
It's the simple things, you know.
It's the simple things, you know.
That was The Simple Things from the California songwriter Matt Stone's debut album titled Northern Lights. 12 original songs span musical influences from contemporary folk, Americana, and West Coast singer-songwriters. Louis Rosen's new album takes the listener on a journey across the landscape of American roots music with 13 new modern folk songs that explore the essential stuff of our lives: love and lust, dreams and pipe dreams, fortunes made and squandered, the joy of creation, faith and loss, death, murder, and salvation. The album is titled Time Was, and here is The Song of Wandering Angus.
I went out to the hazel wood because the fire was in my head. Cut and peeled a hazel wand, and I hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. Say, Wandering Angus, say, a song of joy. Say, Wandering Angus, say, you silly boy. When I'd laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame. But something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair. Called me by my name and ran, faded through the brightening air. Say, same white red Angus. Sing a song of joy. Sing white red Angus. Say, you silly boy. Though I am old with wandering through hollow land and hilly land, I will find where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hand and walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. Say, one red Angus. Say, a song of joy. Say, one red Angus. Say, you silly boy.
Beth Wood's new album, titled The Weather Inside, is a case study in contrast. A coming-of-age statement record from a veteran artist, the record embraces strength and tenderness, the polished and the well-worn, the broken and the hopeful heart. The Weather Inside delves deep into Beth's creative reserves and delivers a strong collection of songs and performances to remember. The first song we'll hear from Beth Wood is Calico.
When I was a girl, nothing in this world meant anything to me except my pony. We found him by the side of the road, his mama lying lifeless on the highway, so we took him home. We thought we did a good deed that day. The fact is that he rescued me, it went the other way, okay. Mama said we never had enough, but we got by. One day I came home, the barn was empty, calico was gone, so I ran inside. Dad sat with a sad look on his face. We looked out the window and watched them drive away. Growing high, and together we would fly. My calico, and now I know that they did what had to be done. But a little girl can only stand there with her riding boots on. Mama too and dad lives in a home. I see him every day. Don't know if he knows my name. He doesn't seem to recognize my face. But that's okay. Cause sometimes when I turn around to go, he pulls me closer to him and he whispers calico.
Calico.
scoops a little girl up in her arms, wraps her in trust. When everything's wrong, you can see this little house shaking from down the block some days. So they stand on the corner waiting for the city bus to drive them away. From the weather inside this house, the weather inside, they gotta find some place to ride out. It was half a world away, not yet 21, haircut and a shave, new boots and a gun. A tender heart will harden, that's what everybody knows. But they don't tell you killing don't make a man, it only makes a ghost. And the weather inside this house, the weather inside, he's gotta find some way to ride out. And there's a faded old map with tear-stained pages, an old photograph on the kitchen table of a wide-eyed girl who thought a brave soldier could save.
That was the title track to Beth Wood's latest release, The Weather Inside. Beth grew up in Lubbock, a High Plains, Texas town with a uniquely rich musical heritage that includes Buddy Holly, Natalie and Lloyd Maines, and Joe Ely. Beth's own music doesn't fall too far from the musical apple tree of her hometown, as it was in Lubbock that this fiercely talented independent singer-songwriter began her own musical journey. With grandiose dreams of becoming a musician, a baker, or a cowgirl, Beth left West Texas to study music and later moved on to another musically blessed town, Austin, where she earned her degree in literature and picked up her first guitar. Living in Austin awakened Beth's creativity, and it was there that she began writing songs and performing them in clubs and coffee houses. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. If you ask Beth Wood to describe her music, she might just shrug. Some have called it folk pop, country folk, Americana, etc. But Beth prefers to say it is soulful, organic, free-range, barefoot music delivered through a high-energy communicator of joy. We'll close out tonight's show with Goodbye Blue from Beth Wood's album, The Weather Inside. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
So well I came to know the poison that it tasted like home to me. It took a walk in a land so foreign for my weary eyes to see. If bitter is all that you tasted, then you will soon forget the sweet. And that feeling that your heart is breaking becomes a medicine you need. So goodbye. Strong will to unravel all these judgments we hand down from the worn grooves of the gavel to the things we never say out loud. What if the poison were imagined? And what if love were mine to choose? What if after all I'm not so fragile? Time is all I have to lose. Then goodbye, blue. I'm letting go.
This is Utah Public Radio.